You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Data that I have access to in assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you're considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. At least 23 people were killed earlier today after a Taiwanese flight, with 58 people on board, turned onto its side shortly after takeoff. It crashed into a river in the island's capital of Taipei. Officials said at least 15 people were rescued with injuries. The plane's wing hit a taxi on the bridge, injuring the driver and a passenger. AP correspondent Leon Keith reports authorities are still trying to get a handle on the number of casualties.
It's hard to say just how many survived this crash, but there's at least one child who is among those being pulled from the plane wreckage.
The death toll in the crash of the TransAsia Airways flight was expected to increase as rescue crews cleared the mostly sunken fuselage. The plane's black boxes have already been recovered from its tail section. The crash was captured in a dramatic video by a driver crossing the bridge as the plane nearly crashed into it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I use to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at 99diabetes.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at 99diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes today at 99diabetes.com. That's 99diabetes.com.
There is outrage throughout the Middle East. The father of a captive Jordanian pilot burned alive by Islamic State group extremists is calling on Jordan to avenge his son. Jordan has already executed two Al-Qaeda prisoners, including the woman ISIS wanted in exchange for the pilot. A Sunni leader says the militants deserve the Quran-prescribed punishment of death, crucifixion, or the chopping off of their arms. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports a bill that would provide the Department of Homeland Security with nearly $40 billion has been blocked.
The Homeland Security bill needed 60 votes to advance. It got only 51 as Democrats stood firm against the measure because it includes provisions that would roll back the president's executive action on immigration. Democrats say they want the funding bill and immigration to be considered separately. Republicans say Democrats are jeopardizing funding for the agency that helps protect the nation against terrorism.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Beth!
Wow, you look fabulous!
Thanks!
I mean, so refreshed!
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab!
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today! Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
The first step to repeal Obamacare has happened. Here's USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Republicans said one of their priorities when gaining the majority in Congress was replacing Obamacare. Now those Republicans in the House have taken the first step toward making it a reality, passing a bill 239 to 186 to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana shared his motivation for voting to repeal.
American people across the country have seen the devastating impacts of the president's health care law. Millions of people have lost the good health care that they had, that they liked.
Democrat Rose DeLauro voted against the repeal, saying Obamacare is good for America.
It has given millions of families the care that they can depend on. We are a better country because of it.
The latest polling shows 60% of Americans agree with Republicans and want to see Obamacare repealed.
AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports that come Monday, unless the Supreme Court acts, gay marriage will be legal in Alabama.
A three-judge panel from the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has refused to delay a district judge's ruling overturning Alabama's laws against same-sex marriage. State Attorney General Luther Strange has asked the Supreme Court for an emergency stay until it decides a same-sex case set to be argued this spring before the High Court. If the Supreme Court decides not to get involved, same-sex marriages are expected to begin in Alabama next Monday. I'm Tim McGuire.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon and welcome to the weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 29 degrees and partly cloudy. Today, the forecast does say that we will have a mix of sun and clouds. Winds coming from the southwest, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, there will be some snow showers and a low of 28. The chance of snow is 50%. tomorrow, Thursday, we will also have some lingering snow showers early, but sunshine will peak later, and the winds will come around 25 miles an hour, so it'll be a little bit blustery tomorrow, and it will be cold tomorrow night, around 2 degrees. Other than that, the rest of the week, Friday will be partly cloudy, with a high of 28, a low of 13. Saturday, mostly cloudy, and snow is expected on Sunday. It is currently, let's see, what is the time currently? It is currently 12:11.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's program. And I was not sure what the topic was going to be today, and so it's going to be a little dry, probably. I'm going to talk about mental health and licensed professional counselors. And some of the things that we have to do to be counselors. A licensed professional counselor is, I'm going to say, in the short life of mental health care, starting basically with Freud, we are really a relatively new profession. Been around maybe about 50 years. So, social workers have been around much longer. But someone who is a licensed professional counselor must have a master's degree from an accredited university. Currently, we are looking at... it is called KCREP, and let me see. I am a little rushed today, so I apologize for that. KCREP is an accreditation. It's a national accreditation. It is for clinical mental health, and basically what KCREP stands for is that accreditation. It is something where across the board, across the United States, all universities that offer masters in counseling or mental health, they have a particular standard. Which means, basically, that you have particular courses that you need to take. Hopefully, the ultimate goal here is that people who have a license in counseling or a license in mental health counseling have what we call portability, meaning the ability to say, I'm going to practice not only in New Jersey, but I'm going to practice in Pennsylvania, and my license is acknowledged in Virginia, and I can move around the country. I don't have to reapply for a new license in a new state. KCREP has been around since 1981. And it is recognized by both the American Counseling Association and Department of Education. one of the things that needs to happen when we go to a K-CREP, someone like myself, and I'm majoring in counseling, I have to meet national standards. And those national standards center around 8 different core issues, which include human growth, helping relationships, social foundations, group counseling, career development, professional issues, and research and appraisal. So basically, when I got my master's, I needed to study these areas. These standards are specific to counseling. And getting a master's in Kate with a K-CREP accredited school will hopefully at some point help our profession as mental health counselors to be able to, like I said, take our licenses across board, because we all have the same education. Right now, not everyone has those 8 core, not every university offers those 8 core issues. Again, human growth, helping relationships, social foundations, group counseling, career development, professional issues, and research and appraisal. And what does that mean exactly? That means I needed to take a course in human growth and development so that I know the stages of development through people's lives. I understand the process, the things, the goals that we all need to reach to move forward in our lives, which gives me information in terms of when there's been a crisis in a particular stage in our life, how that may affect us as adults. Helping relationships, well, that has to do a lot with the theories that I have studied. And I mentioned them, some of them before, but being able to be there to counsel and sometimes coach, sometimes confront, but offer that relationship of being there for my clients. Social foundations, well, that includes cultural information, ethnic information, how to approach different cultures, different ethnics, those type of things, having that knowledge. And it also includes having some knowledge of some of the social programs that are available to people who may be in need so that I can advocate. Group counseling, knowing how to run a group, how to be a group facilitator, how to not only facilitate the group, but how to educate a group. And so that's something that I needed to take courses in. Career development. Just about everyone who has gone to a K-CREP school has had a course, at least one course, in career counseling. And why would you say we all have that? Well, you know what? Those of us that do have careers work 40 or more hours a week. Well, generally, you know, it could be 35, it could be part-time. But the reality is work is part of our lives. And when we talk about a well-balanced life, we're really looking at having someone have a balanced career, balanced life, do something that works for them as an individual. And so that's why we have that. Professional issues, again, that's about ethics and laws and values and morals and those kinds of things. And research and appraisal, that means as a because I'm licensed, I have the ability to diagnose and provide testing if I so choose to my clients. So that's part of what K-CREP does. I need to take a break. I see that I've kind of gone over my time here for a commercial break, but that's okay. And I am going to do that right now. I am Ruth Altamirroll, licensed professional counselor and your host for Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamiro, licensed professional counselor, and that's what I'm talking about today, what it means to be a licensed professional counselor. It's really important that someone who is a licensed professional counselor has a master's degree, as I said, from a KCREP accredited university. We all have to take a national exam that is provided by the National Board of Examiners. So I have an LPC, Licensed Professional Counselor. I am an NCC, a Nationally Certified Counselor. And in the state of New Jersey, I have to take that test only once, as long as I maintain 40 continuing education units every 2 years. That means basically 20 a year. That means 20 hours of additional education to keep me updated and posted on new theories, keep me abreast of law and ethics. I have to take 5 hours worth of law and ethics every 2 years because our laws are always changing and ethics even change, believe it or not. And so keeping abreast of those things are extremely important. Cultural issues, that is also important because that not only does that keep us abreast of some things that are going on culturally, but culturally we change, and to keep on top of that. As a licensed professional counselor, I have to follow a rigorous code of ethics. There's things that it's just not okay. And every few years, the code of ethics is reviewed. And it includes things like my commitment to my clients, the client-counselor relationship, confidentiality, dual and multiple relationships, the counseling process, including things like plans and informed consent, multiple clients, clients served by others, how to terminate and refer clients, technology-assisted counseling, in other words, online counseling, phone counseling, those kinds of things, client rights, end-of-life care for terminally ill clients, my responsibility and integrity as a counselor, in other words, my competence, non-discrimination, conflict of interest, assessment and diagnosis. These are things that are in my ethics code. Selection and administration of assessments, interpretation and reporting, competence, forensic activities, keeping records, fee arrangements, bartering, other roles, consulting, advocating, commitment to other professionals, relationship with colleagues, clinical consultation, commitment to students, commitment to the profession of counseling, teaching, research, and publications, and commitment to the public, public statements, and advertising. So there's quite a bit in the Code of Ethics, and I just kind of read over the list. I mean, it goes into detail. And then not only that, my license is held through the New Jersey Board of Marriage and Family Therapy Examiners under the Department of Community Affairs. So the Department of Community Affairs, the laws of New Jersey, there is a section in the laws of New Jersey that pertains specifically to licensed professional counselors. And it's extremely important that we offer safe, confidential, caring, and respectful environments because it's supposed to be a safe place for you who may be in therapy or who are thinking about therapy to be able to share whatever you need to share, however you need to share it. Licensed professional counselors work with children and adolescents, adults of all ages, couples, families, and like I said, groups. And for myself, I have worked with children, worked a little bit more with adolescents, definitely work with adults of all ages. I do couple counseling. I don't do family counseling, and the reason I don't do family counseling is actually my office isn't big enough. So I have in the past, but when you have somebody that's got three or four children and two parents, it's kind of hard to put that many people in my office, which is also part of why I don't do groups. However, I'm going to be starting an anger management group in March. More information on that as it comes. And you will find that licensed professional counselors are in private practice, mental health centers, hospitals and institutions, colleges, schools, elder care centers, in the workplace and corporations, rehabs and detox centers, crisis situations, VA hospitals, counseling centers, and government agencies. So licensed professional counselors are not only in private practice, but we do a full range of care. We help people understand their lives and help them build self-esteem. We help people understand their relationships with other people, help them make healthy decisions and choices for themselves by providing options for them, help people make changes in their lives, and help people improve their quality of life. Licensed professional counselors deal with a whole range of issues, from anxiety disorders to stress management, depression, troubled relationships, addiction and addiction recovery, codependency, eating disorders, sexual dysfunctions, educational problems, gender identity issues, employment and career issues, parenting training, anger management, LGBT issues, life transition issues, bereavement and loss, self-esteem and self-confidence, communication issues, and spiritual stress issues, health and wellness challenges, family and couple issues, crisis management, veteran issues, and post-traumatic stress disorder, just to name a few things. Believe me, there's more. So with that being said, I actually need to take a short news and weather break, and I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host, and I will return in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Taiwanese rescuers used a crane to hoist a wrecked TransAsia Airways plane from a river in Taipei as they searched into the night for 20 people missing in a crash that killed at least 23. The plane with 58 people aboard banked sharply shortly after taking off, clipped a bridge, and plunged into the river. Transit officials say 15 people remained hospitalized after a commuter train smashed into a car stopped on the tracks at a crossing in suburban New York last night, killing five train riders and the car's driver. Hundreds scrambled to escape the smoky wreck. Former NTSB chairman Deborah Herzman tells NBC's Today Show the kind of information investigators hope to extract from data recorders.
Speed, direction, throttle position, braking, if any bells or whistles were put off.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at 99diabetes.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at 99diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes today at 99diabetes.com. That's 99diabetes.com.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Good afternoon, and the weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 29 degrees, though a high of 40, no, I'm sorry, it just shifted to 32 degrees. I'm using my iPad, but a high of 39 is expected, and a low tonight of 28. Tonight we will expect some snow showers later in the evening, and the chance of precipitation is at 50%. Tomorrow morning, also some snow or showers early in the morning, but sunshine will peek through later with a high of 28. So it'll be a little chilly tomorrow. And again, the chance of precipitation is 50%. Tomorrow night, skies will be clear with a low of 2, so it'll be definitely cold. And then Friday, mix of sun and clouds, highs in the upper 20s and lows in the teens. Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a high near 40 and snow showers expected on Sunday. It is currently 12:35.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show, and I am talking about what it means to be a licensed professional counselor. One of the main reasons that I do Counselor's Chat is not only to talk about mental illness, but also to promote good mental health and to talk about and promote and educate the public on licensed professional counselors. So oftentimes when I say to someone I'm a counselor, they think physical therapy. Or if I say I'm a therapist, physical therapy. And so I really believe it's important to educate the public in terms of what licensed professional counselors do. As a licensed professional counselor, I am a member of several associations. I am a member of the New Jersey Mental Health Counselors Association. I am a member of the New Jersey Counselors Association, the American Mental Health Counselor Association, and the American Counseling Association. So the national associations, the American Mental Health Counseling Association, or AMCA, is a growing community of more than 7,000 clinical mental health counselors. And the goal is to enhance the profession of clinical mental health counseling through licensing, advocacy, education, and professional development. AMCA represents clinical mental health counselors, and it has state chapters, which New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association is the state chapter, and it consists of standards of education, training, licensing, practice, advocacy, and ethics. And AMCA is dedicated to the principles of ethics. And as professionals, we need to make sure that we follow these ethics to meet the needs of our clients. In other words, I need to be knowledgeable, experienced, and keep updated on the code of ethics. One of the things that I need to do when I renew my license is I have to agree that I'm going to maintain and stay knowledgeable in terms of ethics. Again, the other association is the American Counseling Association. And again, that's also a national association, American. And the ACA, which is not the Affordable Care Act, it is the American Counseling Association. I want to make that really clear. What it does, it is a nonprofit, and it promotes professionalism and education for counselors. It was founded in 1952, and it's the world's largest association exclusively representing professional counselors. There are many divisions in counseling, so it's a broad field. And what do I mean by that? Well, mental health counseling is definitely an aspect of it. However, there are other divisions, such as adult development and aging. So some people specifically focus on that. There's the Association of Assessment and Research in Counseling, child and adolescent counseling, creativity in counseling, American College Counseling, Counselors and Educators in Government, Counselor Education and Supervision. Yes, supervision. Counselors need to be supervised by other counselors. Humanistic Counseling, Counseling for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Issues. These are different associations. Multicultural Counseling and Development. American Rehabilitation Counselor. These are for people with disabilities, not necessarily people recovering from addictions. American School Counselors. Spiritual, Ethical, and Religious Values in Counseling. People who specialize in group work, social justice, the International Association of Addiction and Offender Counseling, marriage and family counseling, career development, employment counseling, and mental health counseling. So these are different associations that are divided up into the American Counseling Association. And as a member of the New Jersey Counseling Association, that's the state representative of the ACA, we have all of these different divisions within our area also, so that different people do specialize in different areas and therefore are also employed in different venues as a consequence. So you could see being a counselor is not just about sitting and talking about someone or talking with someone who is depressed or anxious or has obsessive compulsive disorder. It's much broader than that. And we're not social workers, so you can hear through these different associations that it's not about the different social issues that are going on in our world and in our country and in our state. And it's not about urbanization, and it's not about poverty. Not that those things don't play a role, and not that we don't have knowledge of that, but that's not our focus as counselors. Our focus is on mental wellness and mental health issues. I've been a member of both the New Jersey Counseling Association and the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association probably for as long as I've been a counselor. And I find that being members of these two associations and a national association has enhanced my knowledge as a counselor, because I get to see other counselors in action. I'm the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association. One of the things we do is we offer peer support for other counselors. And so, as a consequence, I meet with a group of other licensed professional counselors once a month, where we give each other support, give each other feedback, give each other ideas, suggestions, information about things like computers and advertising and even personal support when some of us have issues. You know, we bring that to the table and say, oh, I've got this going on in my life or that going on. So we support each other in that way. My particular peer support group, which means once a month here in Hunterdon County, we have someone who is also a licensed or certified supervisor. So if we have someone that needs supervision, we can offer that in our peer support. I'm going to take another little break and talk a little bit more about some of the things that we do, and I will be back momentarily with Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, a licensed professional counselor, and today I am talking about what it means to be a licensed professional counselor. So, as you can tell, there's a lot of education that needs to go into it, supervision, continuing education, laws, ethics, associations to be part of. So it's not just what we've learned, and it's not just about helping people. So, how do you know if you might need some counseling? Well, it may be that you notice that there's some changes in how you feel. Maybe major mood swings or sadness, anxiety that won't go away, feeling very angry or very stressed. Maybe even feeling that life is not worth living. Maybe there's other things, such as seeing or hearing things that others do not. Being afraid of things that are not harmful. Thinking of suicide. Having trouble organizing thoughts and speech. Believing things as real when other people consider them fantasy. Maybe there are changes in the way you act, such as dramatic changes in eating or sleeping, abusing alcohol or drugs, having a hard time coping with life on a day-to-day basis, getting in trouble at work, school, avoiding friends and family, having legal issues. Mental illness, it's not something I usually like to use that term, and for some, it can be mental illness, that the way our brain works, it's not functioning properly. Counseling does deal with mental illness. We look at family history, brain chemistry, stressful and traumatic events. We want to know if you're using drugs or alcohol, or if you've had some kind of experience, like an illness that doesn't go away. We don't like to think that our brain might need help, but generally, when we are in some kind of distress, there's usually the need for therapy. And having issues is part of the human condition. It doesn't mean that you're crazy. It doesn't mean that you're psychotic. It may actually mean that you're in a very difficult, stressful time in your life. And you need some support. And sometimes family and friends, well, it's really hard for them to be objective. And that's one of the things that are provided by therapy. As a licensed professional counselor, one of my jobs is to be objective. That I create a safe, confidential space so that you can share whatever you need to share in a non-judgmental way. I find that oftentimes I help people understand their lives and what's going on. Help build self-esteem. Help people understand their relationships with other people. Help them heal from broken relationships and painful relationships. Help them heal from childhood wounds. I can't make a choice for anyone, but I can sure help people make decisions and choices in their own lives. And sometimes people are really stuck, and I can help people make changes in their lives. Ultimately, helping people improve their quality of life. I know for myself, having been in counseling, that counseling has worked for me. And so being a counselor in some ways is about my ability to give back. I happen to be in private practice, as many of you know, who listen to my program. And I've been in private practice for over 15 years now. And I have a practice right here in Flemington on Main Street. And I see clients who are struggling with everything from depression and anxiety to post-traumatic stress disorder, grief and loss issues, addiction, alcoholism, codependency, couples counseling, obsessive compulsive disorder, eating disorders. I pretty much deal with all of it. Even people who are struggling with personality disorders such as borderline or narcissistic. The goal really is to gain good mental health. And I am not a mental illness person. I'm a mental health care provider. Mental health. And how do I know when I have good mental health? How would you know when you have good mental health? Well, it doesn't mean that life gets easier. But the ability to cope with life when it's difficult. That self-esteem is strong. And that it's healthy self-esteem, not other esteem. That you're taking care of yourself physically. That you're taking care of yourself spiritually. That you're in healthy relationships. Sometimes we even have belief systems that cause mental distress. And so we may need to explore some of those things. Things that might cause things like road rage. Sometimes it's amazing when we begin to learn that, wow, I have a belief system in place that's not working. Stress management is a huge thing that I do as a therapist. So that, again, when we are in a stressful situation, we know how to handle it. Rather than doing unhealthy things. Helping people make wise choices for themselves in terms of relationships, the types of relationships they're in, the types of relationships they're looking for. Career counseling. Sometimes I have people come and they say, I really don't know what, you know, I'm not happy in what I'm doing. I need to figure out what direction I'm going in my life, or I lost my job and I don't know what I want to do. I don't want to do what I was doing. And so there are definitely assessments that I offer clients and suggestions. And we can explore that from everything to what is out there in the world to what kind of education you might need to meet those goals, what the road looks like for you, making a decision to change a career. I work with couples, developing good communication skills with them, so they practice that on with each other, teach empathy. Yes, empathy is something that we can teach. So, you know, mental health, good mental health, doesn't mean that you're crazy. Quite the opposite. It means that you're just distressed and that you may need some extra support so that you can get on with your life and that the quality of your life is improved. If I'm not feeling good about myself and my life is highly stressed and I'm not sleeping well and I'm not eating well or overeating or I'm drinking too much or smoking too much and are we always arguing with my partner, and I need to find out what's going on, because you know what? We don't need to be in that kind of a lifestyle. Our lives don't need to be chaotic. And we can, through learning good mental health, learn how to make healthy decisions for ourselves. And it's amazing how our emotions can really give us a cue. If I'm feeling sad, distressed, angry, lonely, frustrated, afraid, well, that's not the way I would hope that we live our lives. Those feelings give us messages that something is going on, that we may need to look at our life, take an assessment of our life, and make some of those changes so that we live our lives in a more healthy way. If you want to find out more information about who I am and what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com or altarolecounselor.net. Either way, it's AltaRole with two L's, counselor, net or com. You can call me at 908-237-2899. I am always open to new clients. You can leave a message about this program and maybe suggest a topic if you would like that. Or make a comment on the topic of the day. Keep in mind, good mental health is a choice that you can make for yourself. Getting and reaching out to a licensed professional counselor, a licensed clinical social worker, licensed mental health, a licensed marriage and family counselor, a psychologist, even a psychiatrist. Most psychiatrists don't do counseling as much as they used to. They pretty much prescribe medications, but of course, as a licensed professional counselor, I do suggest licensed professional counselors, but that's me. Anyway, I hope this has been useful, that you have a better understanding of what licensed professional counselors do and about our background and our education. And then if you are struggling, please, by all means, go online and Google, find a counselor and see who comes up. And I do wish you all good mental health. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. And I will be back next week with another show. And I wish you all good mental health.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. Taiwanese rescuers used a crane to hoist a wrecked TransAsia Airways plane from a river in Taipei as they searched into the night for 20 people missing in a crash that killed at least 23. The plane with 58 people aboard banked sharply shortly after taking off, clipped a bridge, and plunged into the river.
Transit officials say 15 people remained hospitalized after a commuter train smashed into a car stopped on the tracks at a crossing in suburban New York last night, killing five train riders and the car's driver. Hundreds scrambled to escape the smoky wreck. Former NTSB Chairman Deborah Herzman tells NBC's Today Show the kind of information investigators hope to extract from data recorders.
Speed, direction, throttle position, braking, if any bells or whistles were put off.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic.